Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hi, everyone. I am Linda Torres, your host here on Angels Are Near Us on bbsradio.com, number one live internet radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight again. You know that it's always my sincere intention to bring loving messages from all the angels and the archangels. So I will take time now to invite them to be with all of us. We invite the angels and the archangels and all beings of light to bring in your guidance and assurance for the highest good of all of us. Please surround us with divine light and let only your truth and wisdom come through. Thank you, God and angels. So, again, I'm delighted tonight to have as our guest Mira Kelly. Mira is a professional past life regressionist. This is the second time that she's on our show as a special guest. And she was here in January. So, she talked a lot about past life regressions and how it works, but tonight she's going to explain a little bit more. There was so much other topics that we needed to talk about. But so let me tell you, for those who are the first time listening to Mira, Mira Kelly grew up in Bulgaria, where at the age of 13, she had this powerful regression experience. And with courage and trust in her heart, she followed her intuition. She came to the United States to go to college. And after her graduation from law school, Mira practiced as a corporate and securities attorney in New York City. A physical condition led Mira to rediscover the instantaneous and physical healing through regression. And now she assists people in transforming their lives through regression. So stories from Mira sessions are included in Wishes Fulfilled by Dr. Wayne Dyer, and also in Miracle Happens by Brian Weiss, MD. So if you want to know more about Mira on this fascinating topic, her website is www.mirakelly.com. That's how you spell her name, MirakeLley.com, for more information. I will let everybody know that we'll open the lines in a few seconds, or minutes, I mean, and for your questions, and to also give you an angel, a mini message of angels, if you like. So without further delay, let me welcome Mira. Hi, Mira.
Hi, Linda. It's such a pleasure to be on with you again.
I know. It's so exciting. I know that we talked about so much interesting experiences on the topic of past life regression. So, you know, again, it's like I would love you to tell the whole story. But if you want to just, you know, talk a little bit about your story, because maybe the listeners don't know about the first show, but, you know, the wonderful work that you do with the past life regressions and how you do it and, you know, all the wonderful healing that comes from it.
I have to tell you, I really love speaking about regression because it's such a beautiful and, in truth, such a peaceful and simple process that allows people to explore other lifetimes they have lived. And the magic of it, you know, it goes way beyond people just having a nice story to tell their friends. You know, the value of it is really in the ability of for people to experience emotional and physical healing, really understand the bigger picture of their lives, the connections we share with people. Because in truth, we really travel with people from lifetime through lifetime through lifetime. So for example, you know, people sometimes talk about love at first sight. Mm-hmm. And I say to people, you know, this is not really just hormones. This is not really just the instant attraction to someone. This is really a soul recognition, because you look into their eyes and there it is. You just feel the love you have had for them in so many other lifetimes. So this is really just one example of people instantly recognizing each other. So this is really an amazing work, tremendous work. And I really love how much we explored, you and I, last time. Mm-hmm. And there were so many questions we left unanswered and so many things you and I wanted to speak about. So I was thinking, let's dive right into that. I'm sure that whoever listens to this will be able to get the old recording easily. And also,
absolutely. I'll mention that because we have it on our archives. We also have, you know, our talk show archives that they can go there and listen. And on my website, I also put a link to the wonderful YouTube video that you did of our talk. Yeah. So if anybody wants to go there, just go to angelsarenearus.com and can listen to all the questions and all the people who called in for our first show. But go ahead, continue with what you were saying.
Yeah, and so, you know, I figured that today I can speak with you and with the listeners about a topic that is of such incredible interest to me, and it's the idea about simultaneity of existence. Mm-hmm. And you and I were just about to touch upon it last time, and then our time was over. So here we can pick up from there. And you know, I have to say, before I learned about this, I honestly had no idea. I don't ever recall reading in any book or hearing anybody talk about this. And actually, I learned about time being simultaneous through a regression. And funny enough, it was actually my very first regression that was with an official client, which made it even more, you know, memorable for me, because up to that moment, I had been regressing people who were friends, family members, but never had the chance to really just regress somebody who is outside of my, you know, close circle of family and friends. This man, John, let's call him John. John experienced six lifetimes, and all six of them were overlapping in time. They all happened in the same about 140-year period of time. And you know, it all built a life after life after life. So let me tell you about his first experience. In his first life, he actually saw himself in his 30s, and the regression started in the moment when he was having his second child born, being born that day. So that means that in that lifetime, he must have been born in 1910, because the child was born in 1940. So John was very detailed with dates and places and names. And you know, he just kept on telling me the story of what was going on throughout his lifetime. Mm-hmm. So his son was born in 1940. And then his son actually had a car accident and died in a car accident in 1957. Mm-hmm. And then his daughter got married in 63. And you know, just life kept on going for him, and he kept on telling me what's going on. And then in 78, he actually committed suicide. So he was born in 1910, and then in 78, he committed suicide. And up to now, everything is going very smoothly, nothing extraordinary going with the session. In fact, I was really actually happy that it was going so smooth, because honestly, this was the first time I was with a client I was not familiar with, so yeah. I was a bit nervous. And so the next thing that happened is, after he committed suicide, he went to the other side, where he where he was met by his spirit guide, and he advised him to, you know, take his time, but it, really consider whether he would like to go back into life and be born again and face up to the issues he didn't face and, you know, the reasons why he committed suicide. And he decided to be to become born again, and listen to this. And he said to me, "Oh, here I am. It's 1950, and I'm being born to this couple. They're actually going to adopt me." And when I heard this, I honestly stopped breathing. I honestly wanted to disappear into the chair and not even breathe, so that he doesn't even hear me breathing, so he doesn't get distracted somehow, you know? Because in my mind, I was thinking, wait, did you not just die in 78? How could you be born again in 1950? And honestly, this did not make sense to me. I was absolutely shocked, because that's not how time flows, right?
Exactly. Like, you know, I'm sure that everybody, if our listeners think, like, wait a minute. So it's kind of a hard to grasp. It's hard to grasp that idea, because you're saying, you know, we think of time is, okay, wait a minute. You were born 1910, 1978. Wait a minute. How did you come back to 1950?
Exactly.
It's, and he's talking to you, telling you this.
And exactly, and here's the thing. Afterwards, I asked him, did you notice that anything happened, that there was a discrepancy? And he said to me, yes, I did, but I just decided to let go and just go with the flow. I was so grateful for that, because listen to this now. So he was born in 1950 in his second lifetime, and he just kept on telling me the stories, telling me about his life. And in that lifetime, he actually, in the second one, he actually dies in 2040. Can you believe that? 2040 has not even happened yet. So for you and I.
I know that. So Mira, what you're saying is that when he's actually talking to you, he knows he's going to die in 2040. He knows that.
He actually went throughout the entire lifetime. He went with all the details, and he just simply stated, as if he was stating as a matter of fact what's going on, that he died in 2040. And then he went again to the other side, met with his spirit guide. And because in this lifetime, he basically was not interacting with anyone. He kept a very small life, kept things very simple in the second one. He kept things very, very simple. Not no friends, no interests, really not interacting with life, pretty much just existing. So his spirit guide patted him on the back and said, wow, you kept things really very vanilla in that lifetime, didn't you? Meaning, you were supposed to live a little, really create experiences, really learn. So he asked him, what did you learn from that lifetime? And he said, well, not much really. So sure enough, he decided to be born again. And for the other four lifetimes that kept on coming up, because, you know, we had a total of six, he kept on being born in the same 140-year period. And I have to tell you, by the third lifetime, I was not surprised anymore. I was somehow just amused, and I was like, this is incredible, that whatever is going on, this is amazing. So we went through all these six lifetimes, And I brought in his higher self. This is something I do with my clients in their sessions. I have the person, after experiencing these other lifetimes, I have the person connect with the energy of their higher self. So I brought in his higher self, and I asked, what happened? What just happened? And the answer was very simple. The explanation was very simple. I was told, time is really simultaneous. For you guys, it feels like it's linear, but in truth, every lifetime, whether you think of it as past, present, or future, is really happening in the same now, eternal moment. And I have to tell you, somehow, after having spent all these six lifetimes being revisited with him, what the higher self explained really made sense to me.
It does. I understand it. When I heard this concept first, you know, it was difficult because, you know, we're used to, okay, we're born here and then we die and then we don't know what happens. We go somewhere. And then I started seeing, you know, that we do have past lives where we come to this life. And then we do remember sometimes, don't we? We remember, we have flashes of lifetimes. Many people has happened to that. But what I want to ask you is that you have mentioned that even we've had these lifetimes, and maybe because of the past or what we lived, we remember, and we could heal pain by searching that past, you know, because people might say, no, you know, I really don't need a regression. I'm doing just fine. But sometimes we don't even know what feelings we're carrying around, do we?
That is so true. And I have to tell you, the biggest kick I get is when people tell me, I'm really afraid that if I experience another lifetime, a past life, a future, whatever you want to call it, lifetime, that I will actually get even more messed up. And you know, will bring in even greater challenges to myself. And I always tell people, you know, all you will discover is, in truth, more of yourself. And like you just said to me, Linda, there are so many energetic connections with other lifetimes, and we, in truth, so much could be released. Oh, this just brings the story. Just yesterday, I'm in LA right now, in Los Angeles, and I'm doing sessions here with people. And just yesterday, I had a session with a woman who came and sat down and said to me, I'm really happy with my job. I'm loving my child. I'm loving my life. I'm really loving my family. I'm making a great living. I'm really happy with my life. And yet, I feel no emotions. I completely feel like I'm paralyzed inside. There's no emotions. I don't feel a drive for anything. I don't feel interest in anything. I don't feel ambition. And she said, I don't know what this is about. I just have no idea. And of course, you know, she experienced a lifetime where, in another lifetime, she lost her husband. He was killed. And it was very dramatic, very traumatic, a very cathartic experience for her. And she came out of it and she said, now I understand. And these feelings started coming up for her around the very same age that in this other lifetime she lost her husband. Because you see, these two lifetimes are experiencing the same challenges are around the same lifetime as who she is today, around the same time, I should say, as who she is today, the age of 25, she had lost her sister. And all of a sudden, there were all these things that were happening with her family. And within her, you know, her soul, her energy connected with this other lifetime. And there was this feeling of despondency, this feeling of, so what is the point of all this? You know, I'm losing everybody all the time anyway. And you know, that feeling of desperation, that feeling of depression. So she just really connected with that energy of that lifetime. And this is really what happens. You just don't know what, like what you said, you're carrying the connections. And the exploration of your other experiences, of your other lives, is really incredibly valuable.
I believe so. I believe so. You know, I have talked to you about my experiences because I love past life regression. But what when you were talking about meeting someone, you know, or falling in love, or saying, you know, how do I know this person so well, right?
Yes.
It's amazing. And I have experienced when I did go back to this other past life, I knew this person very well. And it was 300 years ago. And it's just that feeling of knowingness, of love, of connection is like it's always there. It's like such an unconditional love. And it's like now I know why these emotions came up and why these feelings. You don't understand it at first. Like, not possible. But then you say, oh my God, it's real. Like with one of my sons, I know that he was in a past life with me, my youngest, and he died as a child. He had a disease and I was so devastated. Can you imagine? And so when he was born in this lifetime, I was losing him almost three times. I lost him and I was so devastated. And I couldn't understand why I wanted to hang on to him so much. I'm always worried, you know, don't go here. Don't do that. Until I found out, Mira, then you say, oh my God, I'm in peace now. He's back. He's with me. I could just let him live his life and I could live peacefully. So I'm so happy that you are explaining all that story, which is so true.
And you know, I want to say something. There is this understanding that somehow, and this comes through the linear understanding of lives, you know, that a soul gets born, then a person dies, then a person mm-hmm. is born again. In other words, just a linear trajectory, a linear development. Yeah. There is this understanding that somehow from another lifetime, you bring in these unresolved issues and so on and challenges. And that's one way to look at it. But because now, I'm offering through this incredible regression with John, and honestly, this has been happening to me with so many other clients since then. So this is not really John's experience. So through this novel understanding, the time is really, in the bigger scheme of things, time is simultaneous. Another way to think about these regressions and these reincarnations, these lessons that we're learning, these shared experiences, is to really think that what is going on is there is an oversoul that is, say, on the other side. Let's call it on the other side. And the oversoul is really creating these little soul splits, soul energies of itself, and they're being created simultaneous. So in truth, that little soul split that you were 300 years ago and the little soul split that you are now have this common vibration and the common energy and the common ancestry, if you want to call it, of their oversoul. But in truth, they're really two different experiences. But what's going on is that they're sharing the same theme. They're sharing the same lessons. And when you think about it, complete learning doesn't really happen from just one point of view. For you to know about love, you need to know about love from a very loving relationship, but also you need to learn about love from a point of lack of love, right? Does it make sense? That's really how you really learn about relationships.
Exactly, because you have that challenge. You know, when you lack something, then you say, oh, I was so fortunate to have it now that I lack it, right?
Exactly.
So you're right. You appreciate the love.
Yeah, you have a 360-degree understanding of an issue rather than just, say, this little narrow view of a certain idea. So really, these lifetimes are sharing a theme and they're exploring the different themes. And for you in that lifetime, it was the theme around love and connection with soul members. And you see, you came to have the same challenges of losing your son in this lifetime three times. And you know, it was the same feeling of loss and love, just the same lesson right there. So in a way, it's correct to call them past lives, because to you and I, 300 years ago was the past. Yeah. But it's also correct to call them simultaneous lives. In other words, it's neither one or the other. It's really both. Time is both linear for you and I, but it's also simultaneous when you look at it from a dimension above, you know, one above ours, from a higher expanded point of view.
Oh my God, yeah, that is so interesting. Wow, okay, well, we're going to take a break right now.
Okay.
And we'll come back. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us, and our invited guest is Mira Kelly. We're talking about past life regressions or simultaneous lives.
Yeah.
Which I love that. So let me give out those numbers and you can call in. We did have a caller. If you want to call back, Jenny was calling. The number is 1-888-627-6008 or 530-413-5011. Or 530-413-4522. The phone numbers are also on the main page of BBS. So we will be back like in 90 seconds.
Angels, Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Hi, everyone. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us. We are back. We are here with Mira Kelly, which is our guest tonight, talking about regressions. And Mira, so we were so excited talking about simultaneous lives and the healing that comes about from this. So again, what would you tell people who have never had a regression?
I will encourage them. I will so encourage them to explore their other lifetimes through regression, because it really helps people understand more about who they are, and in a way that no other soul work could ever provide you, no other, you know, work can give you. And also it will allow people to understand about their relationships with their family members, with their loved ones, to really resolve challenges and issues and connect with their higher self and receive guidance.
Exactly. You know, for illnesses, for diseases, does that help in any way?
Oh, absolutely. You and I spoke how I shared with you how I healed my jaw. I had a TMJ condition in my jaw, which really just was released just by experiencing another lifetime and seeing the common lesson and finding that moment of empowerment for who I am today and deciding, you know, I'm a different person. I'm going to do things differently now. Because that's really what happens when a person goes through another lifetime, through a past lifetime. They really just come out with this understanding of, okay, this was very good. Now I understand. Okay, now let me go do things differently.
Exactly. I've heard people say sometimes maybe they're afraid. Some people have not been able to do a past life regression. They say, no, I'm afraid. I don't want to go back. What if there was a trauma that I lived? I don't want to see that again. But again, I believe it's a learning experience. And I don't think, when I could talk about my experience, I'm sure you can talk about yours as well. But in my experience is like, you know, I bring in my angels and I always ask for my highest good. And I think they really just take you down the path so gently. Don't you think?
Absolutely. A person is never, ever, ever given something they cannot handle. That's really the first thing, because we're so provided and so protected. And this work is really, the person is always protected by their higher self and doing this work. Even when they do this work on their own with a CD, and I know this because I have experienced it for myself when I was little. So the person is always protected. And I have to tell you, if I tell you the story, for example, of how I saw myself as a slave in another time, lifetime, and how I was mistreated, to you that might seem a little too scary, you know. To you that might seem like, oh, I don't know if I want to see myself as a slave and experience that trauma.
Absolutely.
But in truth, because it's my story, it's connected to me, it's connected to my energy, I already am communicating with that lifetime subconsciously. To me, when I go through it, it wouldn't feel scary. To me, it will feel very natural and very easy. So the point of this work is not just to go as if you're going to, you know, see a horror movie to be scared out of your mind for no reason. You know, the point of this It's really healing.
Healing. Hey, Mira, we have a caller. Carmen from Georgia. Hello.
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Carmen. What's your question tonight?
I'm so excited to speak with Mira. I just wanted to say really quickly that I saw her interview with Lulu, and I bought her meditation CD, and thank you so much for the lovely card that came with the CD and just for your lovely energy. I just really enjoyed the meditations, and I'm so excited to be able to talk to you today. My
thank
question
so
is I guess I'm just wondering if I don't know if you're taking any requests for intuitive messages. I was just wondering if you had any messages for me from my angels or anything to share. I'm not sure.
Oh, Carmen, this is Linda. I can definitely give you an angel message, and if Mira wants to tell you anything. But the message that's coming out, I was asking Archangel Michael, is that you need to believe and trust in who you are. It seems like, how long did you do this past life regression on the CD? Recently? Or you haven't done it yet?
I did it fairly recently. I just did the first one. I haven't done the second one yet. I did the first one last week.
Okay. Because what is resonating is that there's something that you're doubting, and Archangel Michael is saying, you know, just believe and trust. And what he is recommending is before you go to sleep at night, just bring in Archangel Michael and tell him, please enter my dreams and replace fear with faith and trust. Because in a way he will fill in that a little bit of doubts that you're carrying, or maybe a little bit of challenges, and he wants to fill it in with strength and courage and confidence. And the other thing he's saying, that your family is very protected, that don't be worried about that.
Okay, thank you.
So those
you.
Are the two main issues. Do you have anything, Mira?
I want to thank you so much for what you said about the CD and for liking the meditation. I have to tell you, when I created the album, I was a little concerned that the meditation will take a backseat to the regression, because after all, the whole point was for this to be a regression CD. But I'm so, so happy that people are actually tuning into the meditation and giving it its own place. I have heard incredible feedback from people telling me how powerful the meditation has been for transforming their life. Just the other day, a woman was sharing with me how she had been using the meditation to let go of her fears around, you know, changing jobs and using the time that she was given to focus on writing her book. And she just wrote me an email, I think 2 days ago, saying that an agent had accepted to represent her and to help her with her manuscript. And those of us who had written books know, you know, that even getting an agent is an incredible first step. So thank you so much for listening to the meditation. I'm so happy to know it's assisting you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mira. And too, I was going to say about the meditation, I felt it was really, it took me very deep.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of meditations, and it took me very, very deep. And I laid there for probably 15 minutes in a deep state after, after the meditation. And at one point I went so deep that I heard this loud kind of frequency change. There was a change in frequency.
Oh,
I heard some kind of vibrational sound.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
Whoa.
That was really cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is working for you. Continue to do it. I'm excited to hear where else it will take you, because from now on, this will be just really simply a tool for you to go places. Does it make sense? And to connect and to explore. So, I'm so excited.
Yay, thank you. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank
you,
Carmen.
I'm so blessed to be able to talk to you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Carmen, for calling in. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That's so exciting, isn't it, Mira, where they're experiencing the changes. So let's tell everybody about this wonderful CD. It's called Healing Through Past Life Regression and Beyond, right?
Yes, yes. And people can get it on my website, mirakelly.com. People can buy it through Amazon. People can download it on iTunes. They can buy through the publisher, Hay House. Really, it's available anywhere. And it's an amazing, amazing program that people can use, just like Carmen, to deepen their meditation experience, or have never done meditation, to use it as their guide, as their way of meditating. But also to explore other lifetimes they have lived, because there is a guided regression on the CD which will help people explore other lifetimes they have lived.
Okay, so then it's two CDs. It's
yes, it's
the past life regression one, and the meditation is separate, right?
That's right. Yes.
Oh, how wonderful! So, does it work? Well, Carmen was saying it works wonderful for her. Does it work the same? Because maybe somebody would say, well, I'm not in person with you. We're not doing it the same way. Would it be the same way as guided?
Well,
on a CD?
I have to say there is, of course, naturally a difference, because when a person works with me, it's 4 hours at a minimum. Mm-hmm. And with the CD, it's a shorter process. It's 40 minutes, but still it's the same process. The only difference is that I'm not there with you to ask the questions that I will be asking as a follow-up to everything that you're saying to me. But the process is there, and people have been sharing some really great stories of what they have been experiencing using the CD, so people can really explore at home. And you know, the beauty of it, Linda, is that you can do it over and over and over again.
That's what I love about it. I recommended it to one of my clients. One of her angel readings said that she was experiencing something that had happened to her in a past life or was happening at this time. So I remembered right away. I said, you need to get Mira Kelly's CD. And I think that will, like you're saying, that will help her heal any kind of emotional healing from the past, I believe.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just that connection, the person connecting with those experiences, really explains so much. And you know, sometimes the unknowingness and the understanding is such a deep feeling, such a deep subconscious processing, that you just find yourself in a new place, and you don't even need to have made all the pieces fit together. They just naturally fit together, and the explanations and the meaning is there.
Exactly. So you were talking about that we don't, that maybe some people would not want to do this because it's a trauma, but it's our own life, so it's not a trauma. And I remember when I did my first one, and I said this in our first show, that I had fear of flying, and I never understood why I couldn't fly on planes. When I was a little girl, I was very happy to fly. But then after a few years, I couldn't fly anymore. But when I did my past life regression, I went back to World War II. And I wasn't scared. You know that when you're there, it's like you're not afraid at all. Because it's like, this is me.
Yeah.
And I already went through this. I just know exactly what's happening, in a way. Mm-hmm. And you just, again, like you say, it's gentle. You feel safe. And like you were saying, I think the same thing happened to you in your past life regression.
Yes, exactly. And you know, that's really what happens, because it's you. It feels okay. Of course, your friends afterwards will have long faces and be like, this really happened, you know. Mm-hmm. But to you, it will feel natural. It will feel very, very normal. And talking about your fear of flying, regression is such a powerful way to clear phobias. Just the other day, I spoke with someone. I was sharing with her, what is it that I do? And she instantly clicked with what I was talking about. And she said, I know what you're talking about. I had a regression because I was afraid of actually driving over water or flying over water. How specific is that? Isn't that an incredibly specific phobia? So it was all about water, just being over water. And not near water, over water. And And she said to me, I just experienced a lifetime where I was in a car and the car drove off a bridge and of course, you know, plummeted into the river, and that's how I died. And she said afterwards, immediately the phobia was gone, the fear was gone, and I could safely cross a bridge without going into a panic attack. So regression is really very, very helpful with phobias, but really with anything. Phobias are just one subset of a place people can go into healing.
Any kind of fear. I mean, any kind of fear. For me, it was devastating at the same time, you know, that I wanted to go places and I would not go. I would not go to anywhere. I was invited to go to London. To England one time, and I was ready to go, and I said, no, I am not going, because I don't want to fly. And I know they would look at me like, what is wrong with you? And until I realized, you know, what the experience that I had lived in that past life. And now, Mira, like you say, it's so healing. I mean, I look back at it and I laugh at myself. Like,
right. Yes.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Exactly.
And I don't laugh at the past life, which was a little bit sad, but I look at it and I say, well, this was the reason. Why didn't I do this before?
Yeah.
Why didn't I do this like years before? Anyway, let me give out those numbers. If people want to call in, talk to Mira, ask questions, or your angel message, it's 1-888-627-6008. Or 530-413-4522, 530-413-5011. Do you want to give out your all your information, your website, where people can reach you?
Sure, sure. It's mirakelly.com, mirakelly.com. And I'm also on Facebook. It's just Mira Kelly. And I love connecting with everyone. I love hearing everyone's stories on how they have the experiences they have through my meditation and through my guided regression. And I have also started a Facebook group on past life regression, where people get to share stories and talk with each other. So that's something else people can access through my Facebook page. The link is there.
Oh, that's exciting, because people can really resonate with others and understand mm-hmm. what's going on. I love that.
And you know, that's really the beauty of us telling stories. Mm-hmm. The beauty of us sharing these stories is by hearing them, it really clicks within us somehow, and it really teaches us. And that's why we love stories so much, in truth, because of our shared common experience, you know, because of all these lifetimes we have lived somewhere, someplace, this speaks to us, you know, we've been through that. So that's really the reason why there's such incredible power in people telling each other the stories of their other lifetimes.
Oh, yes. I just love to tell mine, because when I started discovering, you know, that, well, you know, my first class that I had also on past life regression, I went to a workshop with Brian Weiss.
Yeah.
And he was in Seattle, and I just drove up to Seattle from Portland. And I was fascinated, Mira. That only that he gave us maybe like you say 40-45 minutes meditation, but he guided us.
Yeah.
And that was my first experience. And I said, okay, we're going to sit here in a meditation. I had no idea what was going to happen. I said, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to go through this meditation, you know, really nice, peaceful. And suddenly he's telling, you know, where are you? Where are you walking? How do you see your feet? You know, the certain questions that I'm sure you do too. And I was amazed when I found out I was a monk. And I couldn't believe that I would look at my face and I'd say, that's my face? It looks like a male. It looks like a man. And I would say, oh, my God. But, you know, as I went through it, I understood why I was there, why I went through that, and where I am now. It makes such a great difference.
And
so,
you know, and
I know that you have studied with Brian also.
Yes, I have. And you know, I have to tell you, it is so interesting. When people, I had a session with this man, and he was from Eastern Europe. So he was a man's man, all right. Mm-hmm. So he saw himself as a young girl. He saw himself as a 16-year-old girl. He could not believe it. Just that moment of, wait, I'm a girl. I'm mm-hmm. not a man. Because mm-hmm. his identity was so strongly associated with being a man. It was just such a humorous, you know, funny little moment for me. But that's really what happens, going back to what I was talking about, the 360-degree learning from every point of view. Yeah. Because of that, we have truly been through both genders, through every race, through every point in every way of seeing ourselves. So in a way, we have really done it all and been everywhere.
Absolutely. That's the most interesting thing, that you never imagine what can come out of it. And that's why I would recommend to do a past life regression, to see what's happening in your life now, and how things that are occurring, your feelings or emotions, are maybe something from that time. And like you're saying, we're presently living. You know, the other day I was asking the angels about time, you know, that we never had time, and I wrote an article on that. Like, there's never no time. Why is there no time? No enough time. And then, you know, I don't know if you read The Power of Now, where Eckhart Tolle says, you know, time is an illusion. And the angel was trying to tell me that, like, look at Linda. If you make time in this space, all you need is this space and focus on what you want to do, the time will be there for you. And again, that's I think that's how I wanted to imagine the past life or the simultaneous life. You know, right now, you, Mira, and I, we're talking here at this specific time because you're in California. And but someone in the East Coast is 3 hours ahead, right?
Yeah.
But we're on the same time. I mean, we're listening to the same topic at this moment. So it doesn't make a difference if it's 9 o'clock or 12 over there.
And you know, people actually, in truth, this is not something that we are just sharing. This is, you know, in the New Age community, time is really something that people create mm-hmm. in our minds. Because when I bring people into these deep regressions with me, mm-hmm. everybody comes out of the sessions and they look at their clock or ask me what time it is, at their watch, and or ask me what time it is, and they inevitably say, wait, how did all these hours pass? I thought it was only 20 minutes. I thought it was only 40 minutes. And in truth, hours have passed. And really what happens is they're in such a depth of the experience, in such a deep trance, mm-hmm. that their minds are no longer keeping track with the time that we create in our perception, you know, with the clock-based time. So what you were sharing is really very interesting.
It's very interesting. It's the way we look at it, the way we perceive it. And I'm sure that a lot of people may perceive a simultaneous life in a different way than we do. But that's okay. You know, we're all on a different process, but we're all going maybe on the same path. But it's a wonderful experience. The way, if you see it, the past life, the present, whatever you want to see it, it's just a great, great experience.
And you know, I also want to mention this to the listeners, that people don't always have to explore their past lives.
Yep.
Just over the past few sessions I have done, two people explore their future lives. Mm-hmm. You know, in other words, this is something that people do. I have done it. It's just as easy. In other words, for you and I, we're thinking, wait, the future hasn't happened. How could I possibly explore it? But if we think in the bigger scheme of things, simultaneous time, then it's happening right now. It exists. We can tune in. We can learn from it. We can understand. So it's just as easy to get guidance from what you and I will consider a future lifetime.
Oh, I love that. That is incredible. So again, Mira Kelly is our guest tonight, and her website is mirakelly.com, right? That's mirakelly.com. If you want more information on Mira or past life regressions, tell us your sessions. So right now you said you're working several weeks in Los Angeles, but are you going back to New York?
Yes. I'll be going back to New York. Yes, I'm here in Los Angeles doing sessions, and I just love being able to travel and meet with people, and of course being based in New York, people coming to me, it's really a wonderful experience. And for those who cannot come and see me in person, of course there's the CD and the meditation and the regression that are on it, and I really want to encourage people to explore, and like I said to you, there's this beautiful moment of people connecting with their higher selves that is part of the work I do with people in my private sessions, but also on as part of the CD. And that in itself is incredible, because we're always looking for answers. We're always looking to be guided. We're always looking for direction. And I myself oftentimes would play the regression and connect with my higher self and receive guidance or explore lifetimes.
That's wonderful, because exactly, you can use the CD, like you're saying, for meditation, to receive peacefulness, to receive messages, because, you know, the angels always say, you know, when you practice meditation, definitely you are receiving messages from the divine. You're attuning to the divine. So I believe that going through your CD, I mean, they would receive so much benefits. I think it would be really, really great.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell us, we have a few more minutes. So why don't you tell us about your experience with Dr. Dyer? Just a little bit of that, so people who haven't heard about that, you know, how you met him, and you did a past life regression for him as well.
I did a past life regression with him. Yes, it was really a very powerful experience. He saw himself as a man who, in his old age, was just the sage who was able to connect with the light and receive these incredible moments of wisdom. And he was looking to bringing his son. As a backstory, in this lifetime, he was married to a woman, and he had a son, and he went on a trip. He was an explorer on a ship, working on a ship, and when he came back, his wife had been killed, and so his son wanted to avenge his mom, he was seeking revenge, and in this lifetime, Dr. Dyer, as the sage, was telling him, son, step into the light, find it in your heart to step into the light. In other words, don't look for revenge. That's not really where you want to go. You really want to forgive. You really want to let go. And the son didn't find it in him, but it was just such a powerful experience of connecting and seeing the wisdom and really witnessing the incredible spirit and the incredible wisdom of that sage, of that man. And afterwards, of course, I brought in his higher self. And this is something that happens with me and with every client. Every client, when they connect with the energy of their higher self, they truly become the higher self. They truly become these wiser beings. There's this sense of peace, this sense of just calm, and being able to let go and feeling in a higher level of vibration. And so when every client leaves, I honestly feel like I'm falling in love with every client, because you see these incredible beings of love and light, and you see the strength of their spirit, and you see how incredibly wise they are, and how brave these souls are to put themselves through challenges and tribulations, and always come out stronger and wiser. So I very much had the same feeling, you know, in that experience of the recognition of just a divine being of light, as each one of us is with Dr. Dyer, as which one of us is. So you know, for me, it's also an incredibly rewarding process to be able to assist everyone to connect with that greater self within them.
Do you feel, Mira, that you have a connection? Do you think you have a soul connection that maybe you have known these clients before? Oh, or you have shared lives with them.
What an
as well.
Interesting question you're asking me. I have to tell you, I oftentimes have dreams of my clients that I'm working with them. And of course, clients come in and tell me, Mira, I had a dream of you working on me. Yes. So I actually believe that the client and I having a physical session or working through the CD is really the peak of what has already been happening before that. Does it make sense? It's really just that moment of it all coming together. I have to tell you, sometimes people come in and I recognize best friends right away.
Right away.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like you were saying at the beginning, we come in back to a lifetime with souls that we already know.
With
this group of souls, and I have felt that because, like, all these experiences that I've had, it's talking to you, it's like I recognize more and more. Wait a minute, I knew this person. I know who she is. I know where she comes from. And you know, I have friends that the connection is just so strong. And then we have all these similarities or things that have happened at the same time or from the same country. It's very, very interesting. And I love that you mentioned that, yes.
And you know, next week I'm actually going to San Francisco to spend a little time with a family of five sisters. And back last year, I had spent 2 weeks of them and I did 24 sessions with this family. And in one of the sessions, these are five sisters, okay? So you can imagine they have had other lifetimes together. You can imagine the web of connections.
Yes.
In one of the sessions, one of the sisters described to me that they were all living together in a community, and I was the shaman in their village. And in this lifetime, they have chosen to come together and bring me in so that I can, again, as that shaman, assist them and guide them, because these 24 sessions were incredibly powerful for them. So I was thinking, there we are again, always of service, always connecting, always loving each other and supporting each other on the path. So definitely, I have that feeling of being connecting with clients. There is no coincidence that people are drawn to my work or to me, you know?
Oh, there's no coincidence at all. For all of us, like we meet for some reason. Like when I met you, also I just heard something on YouTube. I think I saw you with Dr. Dyer on YouTube, and I immediately had that connection. Like I need to talk to you. I need to talk to Mira, and I just tried to look for you, and I found your website, and I was just fascinated because I've always been fascinated with this topic. For some reason, it just the angels opened so much for me. So it's been such a pleasure to know you, Mira. And I want to thank you for being on the show again.
Thank you so much. It's been fantastic.
Give out your website again so people can contact you.
Sure. It's spelled MIRAKELLEY.com, Mira Kelly. And also, I would love to connect with everyone on Facebook. And of course, have sessions with people. Just email me. And of course, through my CD.
Of course. The CD is fabulous. And just knowing what people can experience, I highly recommend it. I have recommended it to other friends. And I'm sure that you will love it if you order it. So again, Mira, thank you. Archangel Michael tells me to tell you that you are very loved. You have heavenly love around you, and you know, which is always in your best interest at heart. And they enfold you in their wings, and they are really helping you accomplish the wonderful and delightful work that you're doing for everyone. So for all our listeners, thank you for tuning in. And ultimately, what also Michael says that, you know, the greatest virtue is love. Remember that we need to remember and acknowledge that life is a gift of love. Whatever way it's presented, from the present, the past, or where we're going, you know, we have to give it all we can. It's really amazing that we have a life, and the beauty of life has to be experienced. And I think Archangel Michael really wanted us to promote that and talk about that tonight. So again, thank you to everyone. Thank you, Seth, our wonderful radio manager, who's always helping us. And thank you, Mira, again. And for all of those, may God bless you and angels protect you always. Until next time, good night.
Hi, I'm Cynthia McKinney, and I'm on BBS Radio.